Hi. So I decided to divide this into two in case you wanted to listen to the meditation separately from the astrological reading for the chart of the autumn equinox. I'm going to be very brief because that meditation was a bit lengthy and just share with you some of the main themes for the autumn equinox. First of all, the equinox energy really opens up about a week before the actual equinox. The equinox is at about 3:50 a.m. On the East Coast, September 23rd, but it's actually a 3-day window. It's completely present for 3 days, but a week on either side, we're kind of still in the field. So I want to just share with you a few things that ha started happening about a week before. On September 18th, planet Saturn went direct, which is very supportive. Saturn is a planet that is connected to the earth element and has to do with our ability to bring into physical manifestation our internal dedication. So it's about being able to move forward with, and a lot of the energy in the summer solstice. There were a lot of planets retrograde. There was eclipses. There was a lot of drama, a lot of clearing, a lot of dramatic and emotional and extreme energy. And also a bit challenging to move things forward because so many planets were retrograde, and they Jupiter has moved direct, and now right before the autumn equinox, we have Saturn moving direct, which was very supportive for allowing our projects to move into forward motion and to have that support from the earth into manifesting what we've been working on. And to see, we've been seeing what's working and what's what not working and what needs to be changed and shifted. And we've been seeing what we need to do. And with this forward motion, there's that support to move it into full manifestation in the world. On September 19th, Venus rose from the underworld. So in early July, right around the time of the eclipses, the planet Venus went into the underworld, which means she was so close to the sun that we could not see her in the evening or in the morning. And on September 19th, Venus rose from the underworld. And on September 29th, we will see her for her first showing in the night sky, conjunct the moon. So if you look at the moon, the crescent moon on September 29th, you'll be able to see a star. If you put a fist up, you'll see this little star near the moon, and that's Venus. Venus is actually in a Libra, is the meta goddess of Libra for, so the goddess of Libra is very present for 580 days. And she is sort of in the middle of that cycle. She's in the middle of that cycle. And we're going to see her with the moon in the evening sky once a month at the end of the month with the crescent moon illuminating and transmitting the what she received when she was in the underworld, when she was absorbing the transmissions from the sun. And these transmissions are about the energy of Libra, the archetype of Libra, which I spoke of in the, maybe I spoke of it. I've done this a couple of times. So Libra is about balance and harmony and love and conscious equal partnership with all of our relationships, conscious equal partnership with our partners, with our friends, with our coworkers, with the earth, with the elements, with our guides, our non-physical support team, conscious equal partnership with divinity and humanity. Bringing things into balance, Libra is associated with the planet Venus and with love. And so Libra's intention is to bring balance and harmony and to teach us about co-creation, conscious equal partnership with all of life. And so this is the feminine energy that we've been working with and that we're continuing to work with. And it's interesting that Venus rose from the underworld right around the autumn equinox when the sun moves into Libra. And in this birth chart, we have Venus and Mercury also in Libra. So we have a lot of Libra. And a week after this, Mars moves into Libra. So there's like this festival of Libra, which supports us in this moving into balance and allowing us to ask, what is it that I need to do to move my life more into balance, to be that balance that I seek, to bring more beauty into the world? Libra is also associated with beauty and justice and right relationship. And so there's just a lot of energy at this time of the equinox, which is the birthday of this new season that's being birthed, a lot of support for inquiring about how to bring more balance into your life. And that is why I wanted to do that five element meditation. And there are pieces of that meditation that you can use if you don't want to do the whole meditation. You can ask your higher self to set your frequency to high. You can move into your heart and to see the pink flame on the left side of your heart and the blue flame on the right side of your heart, and to merge them so that that violet flame is blazed in your heart, and to see that violet flame move throughout your body, bringing your frequency up, and setting your intentions with that is beautiful to do. You can move into an imaginary garden and just feel the elements being in balance, the trees and the water and the air and the sky. And if there are any caves, the beautiful crystals and the air and the trees and the earth itself, the bounty, just by feeling and experiencing that, you will be emanating a vibration of balance and being connected to the elements. Or you could do the whole element meditation that I went through in the first audio that is above this one. You can also get involved with things like nonviolent communication groups, circling groups, and just being asking yourself, how can I be in more conscious relationship with those that I live with? How can I be more connected to my community and to different organizations if I want to? Because balance and peace begins at home. It begins with those that we're closest to. And if we can get our own affairs balanced, it really helps to, like, as above, so below, as within, so below, so without. And there's this renaissance happening around peaceful cooperation, being in cooperation, seeking to be in cooperation with others, seeking to create harmony and simplicity and beauty, seeking to find allies and partners to share your ideas with, get-togethers, dreaming in the new paradigm, which has to do with beauty and cooperation. These new earth energies that we are all been aligning with and dreaming with and allowing to infuse us is really about cooperation. And so Libra is like a leading edge of that. Creating internal peace and cooperation and extending that to others is what this is about, which again is why I wanted to do that meditation. And even having the different parts of yourself be in cooperation with one another. The different archetypes within your own astrological blueprint, very important to get them to cooperate and to be your inner support team. Your inner masculine and feminine, bringing them into balance. If you don't know what your inner masculine and feminine are, maybe it's time for an astrological update, and we can work with that, and we can work with how can you do some exercises to help them listen to each other more and to support them more. I'm going to give you an example about myself. My inner masculine is Libra. My inner feminine is a fire sign, Leo. So the feminine part of me is fiery and dynamic and creative, and she loves to do, and she loves to do, and sometimes she loves to overdo. My inner masculine, which supports my inner feminine, is often teaching me about balance and supporting the feminine within me by teaching me about balance and harmony, and often supports me in bringing my life into greater balance. I will have to say, honestly, that my inner feminine is often overpowering my inner masculine. And she doesn't listen that well. And so I'm kind of thinking about this equinox and saying, gee, this is a really good time for me to balance that masculine feminine energy and to bring in that wisdom of balance into my life. So that would be an example for you about having your inner masculine and feminine balance, because our feminine energy isn't just what we think of when we think of feminine. There are 12 archetypes. Some of them are fiery and some are like deeply transformative, and some are intellectual and some are witchy and some are nurturing and motherly and some are very sexual and sensual and on and on and on. And the masculine energy isn't just what we think of it. It's all the different 12 archetypes. The masculine embodies the 12 different archetypes. And so it's nice to see how they communicate within yourself and how you can get them to be more balanced and more supportive of one another. So the other thing that's happening at the day of the equinox, the moon is in Cancer. And it is conjunct the North Node, which is like this really like something like a direction, like something pointing in the direction that's being continually birthed in our world of how do we birth love and compassion and kindness and care for all people into the world? And how do we birth self-care more into our lives? And we continue with the themes of Saturn and Pluto conjunct the South Node, and this is opposite the moon, which is the continuation of letting go of those old patterns that are not supportive of these energies coming in of cooperation and harmony and beauty and bringing more love into the world. What do we need to let go of? What is no longer serving us? And how do we connect with, well, there's this energy that's supporting us of connecting to this mother, nourishment, love, and themes of self-care. The other theme is that on September 21st, just a few days before the autumn equinox, we have the last of three Neptune and Jupiter squares. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Neptune and Jupiter have been squared since January. The exact square, I have this written down, was January 13th, and then another on June 16th, right before summer solstice. And now the last is September 21st. And these energy So the square is about how do we bring together, it's really been about spiritual expansion and this unbounded, expansive, being connected to unbounded, expansive states of consciousness. All the gates are open to the imagination and to the spirit world. And this year we've been intended to learn and grow through our connection to the spirit world and to our imagination. And to dissolve your will into the divine will, which happens to be the kidney energy, to surrender to our original blueprint and to our new curriculum. Something is releasing, something old from the past is releasing from our physical form, from our emotional, our energy, even from our spiritual energy. Old ways of being that may have supported us that are really old. that no longer serve us. And we're also have been asked to really look at, with the Saturn conjunct the South Node, ways that we have structured our lives that have not been in alignment with spirit, with the earth, and with all of life, and with partnering with spirit and earth and all of life. And the Neptune Jupiter square has been this really expansive energy, allowing us to reconnect to our original soul energy and really our indigenous soul. You know, if you go back far enough in your lineage, we all are related to people that lived in cooperation with the land and with spirit and with life, and that knew how to cooperate with one another before our minds were colonized. And so this Jupiter squares Neptune is this dissolution and this dissolving, supporting our growth through dissolving what is no longer serving us and bringing in this very high frequency of spirit and connecting us with our teachers and our guides and healers in the upper realm. Some of us have, and also connecting us to teachers and guides and healers that we may not have been connected to before, that we may have gotten a new team in, that are assisting us in anchoring in the new earth energies that are needed to sustain the future generations. And what it can sometimes feel like when this level of expansion is happening is you can feel really spaced out. You can feel like it's really hard to create. Sometimes you can feel like it's even hard to know who you are or what you're supposed to be doing. And that is the timing of that has been, you've been in alignment with this divine timing. This has been one of the overarching themes of 2019. And that's coming to a close at around the time that Saturn's moving direct and that Jupiter, you know, in December is going to be moving into Capricorn, which is going to be this expansion of earthing, this energy that we've been having a spiritual expansion and spiritual growth. We've also been having throughout this past year with Pluto and Saturn conjunct the South Node, a huge amount of releasing toxic energy, toxic thoughts, toxic beliefs in our culture, in all of our systems, and in ourselves. That will continue through the first part of 2020. But there's also this harvesting of this expansion that you have been in. And so this energy has been teaching you to trust. It's been saying, keep trusting, keep holding the faith, even though you don't know where this is all going, even though actually things look kind of scary in the world, keep trusting that you are exactly where you need to be, that the divine plan is unfolding exactly as it needs to unfold, that you are all playing your parts. And even as you are feeling very deep feelings and having fear, having grief, having rage come up, you are playing your part because you are releasing that energy from places that you've been holding it for a long time, and you're releasing it not only for yourself, but for the collective. And this Jupiter and Neptune square is teaching us, is assisting us with this spiritual expansion and holding faith in the greater plan. We have been in the chapter of the book that we've been in. And in the chapter of the book that we're in, things are dissolving, things are imploding, things are melting down, things are exploding. A lot of shadow is coming up in our culture and in ourselves to be released, to be seen, to be observed. It's doing a lot of damage on the way out, but that doesn't mean that that damage is going to last forever. That this is teaching us to have faith that we can innovate, that we are innovative beings, and that as we connect with nature and all of life and with spirit, that new energy and new ideas and even new technology in partnership with balanced relationship to the earth and spirit, and technology that is in service to spirit and to the earth and all life is good. It's only when technology becomes, you know, about greed and is like only from the mental realms that it can really get out of balance. But on this day of equinox, the possibility is to bring about this innovative, expansive energy of everything is possible into form.
and to trust that the chapter of the book that we're in is a very challenging chapter, but there's going to be the next chapter. And we just need to stay present with what is now and to radiate as much beauty and balance as we can, but also presence, to being present to what is. And to that means to being present with all of our emotions as they're releasing. And that's not bad if a lot of emotion or is coming up, a lot of not knowing is coming up, because Jupiter, Neptune has to do with connection to the water element. And Jupiter is squaring this, so it's expanding our connection to a feeling realm, but also our intuitive realm. And again, connecting us to trusting the big picture, even though we don't know. You know, I love that saying from the best Marigold Hotel, which is, in the end, it'll all be well. If it is not yet well, it is not yet the end. And that we have a role we have chosen to come here during this time to anchor in love, to anchor in light, to radiate it, to play our role, but also to feel the feelings as they emerge, because it's like a sponge that's soaking up, you know, the stuff on your countertop, and then you're rinsing it out in the water. And what that looks like is feeling feelings. And we're actually playing a very important role when we do that. But we also want to, whenever possible, connect to balance and bring that balance back in, even as we're needing to feel a lot of feelings at this time. So the Jupiter square is completing. And again, the positive polarity of this is being connected to the emotional, the intuitive, the feminine, that will that cannot be willed, that trust, that faith, that holding the faith, no matter what it looks like, dissolving our will to the divine and expanding into altered states of consciousness, into our imagination, and opening up to a lot of spiritual expansion and growth, but this into our teachers and our guides and our healers. However, this can feel very ungrounded, and it can feel confusing, and it can feel like there's so much light and so much change and so much frequency changing that it's hard to really feel like you know what to do with it. And what I'm saying is this is coming to completion and starting to shift, so that as we move into 2020, there's going to be a lot more forward movement, a lot more kind of being rewarded for all of this growth, and a lot of being able to see where you need to move. And it's like the seeds are sprouting. They've been being watered and watered and watered. And that process is kind of chaotic as that seed is sprouting. And as we move into 2020, these seeds really take root and start to really grow and thrive. That doesn't mean that if you're listening to this, some of the seedlings in your own life haven't been, but this is the overarching energy that we're working with. And what else did I want to tell you about this chart? Let me just look. Oh, I wanted to tell you that the lower octave of Jupiter square Neptune is depletion, misrepresentations of truth, and the expansion of illusion. And we've certainly seen that in the world as well. We've seen it all, you know, it's all there at this time. That's what I want to say about the energies of the equinox. Becoming aware of balance, harmony, finding allies, finding ways to bring more beauty and balance into all of your relationships. Major theme with the moon in Cancer conjunct the North Node of knowing that this energy of the divine feminine, the feminine rising, is very present. Literally, the planet Venus just rose right before, in the window of this equinox time, the feminine is rising, and it's the version of the feminine that is about love and balance and harmony and friendship and cooperation, conscious equal partnership with all of life, and that energy is available for us to participate with. And that we're coming to the end of this major expansion of spiritual energies, but also a major expansion of lies and illusion and deceit, and like a cultivating this faith, and that energy is very available to us, this completion of this coming into relationship with faith and a relationship to the divine. And we are still going to be working through releasing some of that old toxic energy that's still present with us now during the season. And it's going to be present at the winter solstice and the first part of 2019. And we'll see what that looks like. But this deception energy will not be supporting the deceptions that we're seeing played out in the world. That doesn't mean there won't be deceptions, but the energy of illusion will not, it won't be as supported. It won't be as easy to get away with. Let's put it that way. There'll be a lot more seen through.